This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio and another Town Hall Academy. We got a lot of great stuff planned for you in the back half of 2025. Please hang around for all of that and get this great episodic education and support our great partners. Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus six-day-a-week support? Well, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at napatrax.com. Ready to optimize with today's class? Boy, listen to an episode we did with David Boies. Great program. Roll out a training plan for your automotive shop. In just 5 minutes daily, boost knowledge, retention, and improve team performance. Start seeing results today. Join your peers at todaysclass.com. Hey, I'd like to welcome Weston Chapman to the show, co-founder with his wife, Denise, who will be on here in a minute, of Camp Drive out in Black Hills Tires, Rapid City, South Dakota. I love what you guys are doing, and I could only wish if I had pixie dust that I could float it all over North America and have thousands of these educational moments going on for our young people, Weston. So thank you so much to you and Denise for pulling this off again. Third year, and you show no signs of stopping. Is it bigger this year than ever? Did you add more stations? Tell us.
Yeah, yep, it's bigger this year. It seems like every year we expand a little bit. We did the same amount of sessions this year, but it seems like everything had a little something added into it. We brought in some more helpers, coaches, instructors, whatever you want to call them. The school sent a couple of welding instructors, and they sent some of their VR welder. We had that in-house this year, which was pretty cool.
Oh, so you got that from the school. Cool. All right.
Yep, that's part of their program. So they brought that and sent an instructor that helped everybody use it. We added plasma cutting to that also this year. So that was a lot of fun. The kids really enjoyed that. So
you guys work with so many local people, vendors, I think the police department. Yes, you've got all these stations that you guys have created and built and your technicians serve them. We've covered that last year. And I don't want anyone who's listening to this for the first time to say, well, you got all excited about Camp Drive, but Carm, how does it work? Give us a little bit of an overview, and then we want to play a video of some press that you got this year. Give us a high-level tour, Weston.
Yeah, absolutely. The high-level tour is we basically bring in, this year we're running 40 kids. We split them into groups of five. So we had eight different groups of five, eight different sessions. So the kids all took turns. Basically, you go from a session every 40 minutes or so, and then we take a break, and then we do another session, take a break, another session. So we have alignments. Andrew, one of our technicians, taught the alignment session, and the kids get to actually, we show them front end and, I don't know, components and suspension. He also had a little setup where he was showing them how ADOS works and self-driving cars work. And then they actually get to do an alignment themselves. You know, we were adjusting toe in and out, and we'd screw it up and then get it back good again. And then we would do, you know, obviously we had the welding session, which is fun. We had an engine diagnostic session where the kids had oscilloscopes and we're using those. We have a tire session where we teach them how to change tires. We have an oil change, basic maintenance, engine tear down where we have an engine on a run stand so they get to see the internal of an engine, change spark plugs, and then fire it up and let it run on a run stand. So really loud, lots of big smiles there. Then we also had HVAC, which was a ton of fun. We had to show them UV dye and different things there. And then we had brakes. Oh yeah, brakes seems like the simplest one, but it's every kid's favorite one. We have a bunch of brake stands. They get to take rotors and calipers and pads all apart, put them back together. At the end of the 40 minutes, they're all having races to see who can do it the fastest. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That to me, when we saw the video from last year, you know, as to the challenge, I don't know what you call it, a rapid sequence or something, Rapid City, who could do it the best? It reminds me in a day and a half, am I right? Do you start, what, all day Friday?
All day Friday and then a half a day Saturday. Yep, and then we end with our big crew challenge on Saturday. So
I can't close the business on Friday, Carm. You don't understand.
Yep, exactly. And it isn't much work getting done on Thursday at the shop either because it's a lot of setup. So it's a commitment for sure.
It's a commitment from your heart. Number one, for the community. Listen, how many 40 young people coming in, how much is that going to influence your revenue? But look, I think we fail to think about community and why you would do something like this. But also, selfishly, as an industry, We need to involve young people, Weston, period. It's like, you want to be a mechanic? Are you serious?
Yeah, we've got to start changing that attitude a little bit and showing these kids how much fun it is, how cool it is, how techy it is, right? I mean, yep, and that's really what we're setting out to do. We just want them to walk out of here, you know, not necessarily knowing anything. None of these kids leave Camp Drive with a vast amount of knowledge. They're not able to go do any of these tasks anywhere. What they do is they walk out of Camp Drive thinking, man, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. I love working with my hands. I could go be a mechanic. I could be a technician. I could be a, you know, an alignment specialist. I love video games. And wow, that oscilloscope and that scan tool on that big screen, that was like a video game.
You know, I think where it happens, tell me I'm right or wrong, is that there's some residuals that could happen years later. You're impressing young people, what, 12 to 15?
Yep, 12 to 15. We've got two of them working for us right now. Honestly, like we had two young men come in and join the camp the first year, and they came back the second year. As they walked out of the camp that second year, they both were like, hey, when can we come work for you? And I just said, well, come talk to me this summer. So they didn't even wait till summer. They showed up at work and they said, when can we start? And they started just doing the sweeping the floors, taking out tires, all that stuff. And now we've got them. In fact, one of them's our kind of part-time QC kid this summer. He's helping us QC cars. And so it definitely helps us out too.
Listen, would you do me a favor? You got to call me in 5 years when somebody comes back from automotive college, walks into your door and says, Weston, Tenise, it was you guys that set me on this track. I love being a technology specialist, a mechanical specialist, and a calibration specialist. I mean, I love this stuff, and you made it happen for me. That's going to happen, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Denise can tell you about this, but we already had one young lady who let us know that she applied and received a scholarship to go to school for welding after she, and you know, that was the first time she'd ever welded, was the first year of Camp Drive.
Let's try to get over the hump of, I can't do this because I have to build these stations. However many stations you built on your first Camp Drive, you probably said to yourself, how could we teach brakes? How could we teach alignments? How can we teach AVAs, HVAC? You sat down with your people, you brainstormed, and you came up with some really cool stations to start with. How many did you have?
Absolutely. First year, we had 5 stations.
Okay, perfect. See?
Yeah, not a huge commitment, not a huge investment. You know, so 5 stations, 25 kids, and 5 mechanics or 5 technicians, you know, 5 of our people that really poured their heart into it and gave it their all and kind of took those kids in and was like, we're going to make this awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun.
And they created these stations.
Yep, exactly.
Year 2, what could we add? Boom.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And we're always, you know, again, talking with the school, seeing what they have, what can we use. You know, we lean on them pretty heavily for a couple of our stations. The HVAC is a huge one because they actually have some HVAC like trainers basically that have a whole entire air conditioning system on a board, you know, that you can run. And that would be hard to teach without that trainer, you know.
I can't beat this drum harder than getting you, Tenise, and having Dane on to explain what it's like, why it happened, the power of impressing upon our young people to learn about our industry. Are we recruiting? Well, yeah, no, right? We're teaching, we're training, we're exposing, we're engaging. That kind of stuff, I guess if someone picks up a cello when they're very young and they play it, who knows where they could go with it, but at least they picked it up and tried it, right?
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that we've found is having all the parents and grandparents come in at the very end. We do a big pit crew challenge. Everybody's in teams. But then when that's done, the kids can take their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters, whatever, around each session and show them just a real quick little, you know, like, you know, this is Seth. He teaches brakes and here's what we learned and here's what we did. I think changing that mindset with the kids is important, but changing it with the parents is important too. You know, we got to get rid of that stigma a little bit, I think, with the parents. Got to let them know that this is a really fun, great opportunity.
Hey, at this time, I want to welcome Dane to the show. Hey, Dane, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. Look, Camp Drive. This was what, your third year?
Third year.
Damn. Boy, do you like this?
Oh, man, it's the hoot.
I love that. I know a whole lot about Dane. I want Dane to share with you. What are you doing this summer?
Just helping out with Black Hills Tire, and I'm also doing football for my high school.
Good for you. What position, Dane?
I play defensive tackle and offensive tackle.
Wow, good for you. Hey, look, Dane has been participating in Camp Drive for now. He just got done, third year, and I guess impressed enough where Tanise and Weston said, hey, you want a job?
That's true. I think it was my work ethic, and also it was just the fact that I was so into it at the point, and it was also that I made a really good impression.
Yeah, I am so into it. What do you mean by that?
Like, I was just like in everybody's business, basically. So like all the techs, I would talk to everybody. I would make sure that I knew everything about the thing I was learning. Like alignments. Alignments is really, really fun, but it's really, really confusing because you're straightening a vehicle with vehicle parts and also learning about how the steering works and how power steering works inside of a vehicle, running off the motor that runs the vehicle. So it gets really complex, but it's all simple in the end.
Isn't that amazing? You must have that logical mind that allows you to figure it out. Let's go back 3 years to your first camp drive. Did you all of a sudden say, oh, I got this?
My first camp drive, I knew a decent amount of cars because of my background. There's a lot of car scenes out here in South Dakota. So there's like drift events, which is really fun to learn about cars because they break all the time. There's also autocross events, which is just race events where they race around. And I was always just growing up in cars. Like my dad has a 85 Toyota pickup that he has like basically rock bounced. So it's basically just a rock bouncer and it's got 42s under it, B-locks, everything.
So you've got the lingo, the language, you've kind of been immersed in this by living in South Dakota, but you could see all this from a distance and you could hear about it. But once you got your hands on it, it meant something different to you?
Oh, it was a whole different experience. Completely different. You can see the same thing that happens on YouTube or Instagram or anything, but once you get your hands on it, it's a completely different experience. You have to feel it. You got to actually get your hands on it to understand how complex and how different everything is from what you see on TV.
So you're in your third year of Camp Drive. Look at everyone. You know how passionate I am that I want everybody in North America to have a Camp Drive at their location. And this is the reason that we're doing this episode for the second time with the Chapmans and, of course, with Dane. But the point is this, Dane, when you, in your third meeting here, in your third camp drive, you looked at other students that were there. You looked in their eyes. You watched them do things. Did you see some of them light up?
I did. I saw a lot of people light up, and I saw a lot of people understand what, like, say their parents are saying, you know, with how they talk about cars and it, understand how other people talk about cars because it's not just their parents.
You lit up. You went back 3 years in a row now, and the Chapmans are bringing you on for some summer help. What grade are you in?
Going to be a sophomore in high school.
A sophomore. Wow. I mean, you still got time to go. Do you have skilled trade schools where you live here?
Yeah, we got Western Dakota Tech. We got Mitchell Tech, which is just basically right across the river. So,
is that college or high school stuff?
College.
So what are your plans?
My plans are to stick it through and work with Weston and Tanise and hopefully get a scholarship to become a automotive or diesel tech at Western Dakota Tech or Mitchell Tech.
Look, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate this. Now, when you saw Camp Drive being offered again this year, were you the first one to sign up? Or did you have an inside track?
I had inside track.
Inside track. It's so good.
They just slid me right on the roster.
Of all the stations, which is your favorite?
I would say the oil change station.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The reason I like the oil change station over like welding. Welding's my second, but like I'm not very good at welding. I can always get better, but I like the oil change station because it's the most versatile thing that you can do to your vehicle as a beginner. Like everybody, usually if you have a motor vehicle, you have to do an oil change because the oil will get corroded and it will get worn and it will hurt your vehicle's life.
So if you get maintenance, if you get oil changes, if you get all the stuff that goes with a good quality oil change, then as you step through the rest of the stations, they're going to make more sense to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oil changes to me taught me like the fundamentals of understanding what's going on. What we have here, we have two post lifts and they lift up the car completely. But at home, you can just roll your car up on the like ramps and you can do your oil change that way. Or you can just do it on the ground, which I mean, I've done before. It just teaches you all the fundamentals of what you need to understand so that you can go into these other in-depth parts of the automotive culture.
Dang, did you realize how complicated the vehicle really is, you know, after you've gone through all these stations and 3 years of this?
Yes.
You did realize.
It's a very complex machine, and it's been around for 110 years. There's been a lot of improvement and a lot of evolution, but with that evolution, it got more complex.
Dane, how did you help this year?
I helped with the oil changes with one of the techs named Rylan. He's a great influence on the kids, and he also was a great influence on me. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know at the beginning, and there was a lot more in-depth with going on. And there was a lot of other things that happened at Camp Drive. There was VR welding, which means that you put a VR headset on and then you weld on this piece of plastic and it shows how close you were to having a perfect weld.
Virtual reality, extended reality is becoming huge today, Dane, and all that we can do is skilled trades to learn stuff. I know Napa's working heavy on that. Well, hey, look, we wish you the best in all that you're going to do this summer over at Black Hills Tire in Rapid City, South Dakota. And we thank you again for gracing our airwaves and telling us the Dane side of your story.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's face it. Your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on-site. Yep, on-site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Strengthen your shop's entire team with today's class. Everyone from technicians to service advisors can access impactful training on their phones in just 5 minutes a day. Opt for solo sessions or ignite friendly competition, challenging team members to climb the leaderboard for the highest score. Our effective daily training ensures measurable progress, helping you develop your team. Train smarter, not harder, with today's class and transform your shop and your people. Start seeing results today at todaysclass.com. Let's bring on Tanise now and we'll ask her a whole bunch of questions, but before we do that, let's play the video of the news coverage you got.
There are all kinds of summer camps, but Camp Drive is a hands-on two-day experience for kids to learn about vehicles. Black Hills Tire shuts down operations each summer to put this camp on with their auto mechanics. Keller Lance Tyler Lauder arrived at the camp as students were getting their hands dirty.
These 40 campers ages 12 to 15 are going through eight different stations, both learning and performing important tasks.
There's the tire session where they get to take off a tire, put it back on, and just about safety. The alignments, which is really cool, talks about how it's important that all the components of your car, the suspension components, are accurate and well in balance, I guess, is the way. Oil changes, just general maintenance, how to test a battery. The brakes, those are super popular. They get to take brakes apart and put them back together.
Camper Brock Mayers is back for his second year to learn more about cars.
I'm kind of relearning how to weld, and HVAC is also really interesting, and the brakes, that's really fun.
These students learn 8 different stations. It can help pique their interest in a future career.
We actually have 2 kids that work for us now, that they came to Camp Drive the first 2 years, and now they work part-time for us in the summer because they got introduced to it and they decided they liked it and they want it to follow their passion. So that's really cool.
These skills can help because, like, you could save a lot on mechanic bills and you could work on your own car. And if your car were to break down on the side of the road, you could know how to change a tire and not have to call a tow truck. And this can also bring some really good job opportunities.
In Rapid City, Tyler Lauder, KELOLAND News.
And the camp will culminate with a pit crew challenge tomorrow, where these kids will put their skills to the test in a little friendly competition.
Wow, Denise. Oh, my God. What great coverage that was.
Yes. Oh, we were so blessed that they were able to come and showcase the camp, because we're pretty rural here, so the news doesn't really come see anything that we ever do. So it's awesome.
Please, if you're anywhere near our show notes, we always have a link to the video. Congratulations on year 3.
Thank you. It seems like yesterday we were just coming up with this idea, and here we are already done with year 3 and figuring out how to make year 4 better.
You're on for a reason. Not only do I love what you're doing, and I wanted to showcase it again on the podcast, but I'm sitting down with some shop owners and talking about this, getting them semi-excited, saying, well, we can't pull this off right now. When do we start? And I would say you start a year out.
I came up with the idea like in the winter of 2021, probably. And we didn't have our first camp until 2023, I believe it was, or 2022. We had 18 months to plan, is what I want to say. And the first year, we just did 5 sessions, just 25 kids. I mean, I could have had more. I had a waiting list of 55 kids. But we wanted to make sure that we had our ducks in a row. We knew what we were doing. Safety was a huge concern of ours, but mostly just also the kids having fun. I think Weston might have mentioned that we don't want any of these kids leaving being experts in any one of these things. We just want them to think, wow, automotive technology is cool.
Insurance is obviously going to be an issue. You got to work with an insurance company that's willing to understand what you're doing for all the right reasons.
Yep. It's actually not hard at all. As business owners, we should have good insurance agents. I just emailed mine and told them what we got going on and what we need. And it's called event insurance. So it's basically a coverage for maybe 2 days before the event and 2 days after. Very minimal cost. It's similar to like if the local school has like a carnival in the evening. They have to have special insurance. So that's basically what we got.
What about any disclaimers that the young people or the parents have to sign?
Yep. So our lawyer created a liability waiver form, and it is basically just stating that I understand that my child is going to be, you know, around some heavy equipment, doing some welding, all the proper gear is provided for safety. You know, it will ensure my child wears that gear. And then it's basically like releasing Weston and I and our business from any liability. Camp Drive is a separate business from Black Hills Tire. And that's the other thing too. So
that makes all kinds of sense.
And it was really easy to create that. I just worked with my lawyer and my accountant, and they were like, yep, this is what you do. And I registered it with our local state and got an EIN, and it's super simple. And then Camp Drive, the separate business, rents our shop from Black Hills Tire. So then that's how that all works with the insurance and stuff.
So something extremely simple, and at 1 or 2 employees, it's probably just you and Weston, and boom, done. Simple as that. It's a liability issue, which is so smart to consider. So if anyone is thinking of doing this and say, well, why do I need 18 months or a year out? All of these plans that need to be locked down, especially the liability thing in the beginning, is so smart to do. And then you got to start building these stations.
The content.
And involving your people, the content.
Yes. So every year gets a little bit easier because, you know, we just have used what we did in the past and maybe just revamp it a little bit. Last year, my guys were like, you know, a couple things in their session. They're like, this didn't work. I want to change it to this. And I'm like, great. And you don't know it till you do it. We had a dry run in May, on the beginning of May. And I invited in 25 business owners throughout the city of Rapid City. And I asked them to bring their, you know, spouse or their kids. My guys were actually teaching to people that they didn't know and people that don't know anything about the automotive industry. Now, granted, they weren't 12 to 15 year olds, but they were new to this. So my guys really had to teach that. And that was a ton of fun. And it was a really good experience for them to see if their, you know, outlines worked and the flow worked, that kind of thing.
Okay. So the dry run was, you did it this year?
Yeah, May 3rd.
May 3rd. Even though this is your third year with the young people, you did a dry run for the business community.
Yes. We wanted to make sure that all of our equipment worked. You know, Adrian's session with the scan tool and how he sits outside of the car with the scan tool and he honks the horn and turns the windshield wipers on. And we wanted to make sure that all worked because we had some kinks last year. This year we incorporated I think Dane and Weston mentioned that, the plasma cutter and the VR welder. We wanted to make sure that worked. There was just a few things we changed. It was super fun. We hired a food truck. One of the local guys came and he set up. And so I just said, everybody, you know, get lunch or whatever you want. And we ran through the stations and then we had a little feedback afterwards. And so what really amazed me was how gracious everybody was. They just said to me, your guys are amazing. I'm like, they really are. I mean, I think anybody can pull off Camp Drive, but we are so blessed because my guys put their heart and soul into it every day.
How many guys do you have?
We have 16 employees. 10 of them help with Camp Drive.
Okay, big business. You've got the people that help you pull this off. If a business was much smaller, 6 or 8 people, then do 5 stations, right?
Yeah, you do not need to do 8. We love having the 8 because I can have more kids then. 5 kids in your group is really max. Like, you do not want more than 5 kids at a time in a group. But we've even talked about maybe getting rid of HVAC. I mean, it's fun, it's interesting, but it's not as fun as the other sessions. So we were always talking about changing things, but 5 is better than nothing. Heck, 3 is better than nothing.
You have an employee named Seth?
Yeah, I think you interviewed Seth last year.
He was in my mastermind at Vision.
Yes. Oh, good. This was the first year that he got to go to Vision and he loved Vision.
Okay. Let's talk about promoting this to the community. You use Facebook. By the way, you have CampDriveBHT.com, right? Black Hills Tire. CampDriveBHT.com. Is that where they would sign up to come?
Yep. There's an online form there. A registration always opens on April 1st so it'll be April 1st of 2026 for this next year. And that you just fill an online form. It comes emails directly to me. And then I just take first come, first serve.
First come, first serve. Doesn't matter what kind of background they have. We just want to expose you.
If they have been there prior years, I put them on a waiting list because I'd like to get all new kids in first. So
it's Friday through Saturday. You promote it on Facebook. You have a separate website, CampDriveBHT.com. And what else gets in the way of, you would think, another shop owner wanting to pull the trigger to do this? Why do people hesitate? Money?
Money. Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that? I mean, what do you think you've spent to make Camp Drive a reality?
Well, we do about $15,000 to $20,000 in sales a day, and we shut our shop down for 2.5 days to do that. So, and I pay all my people for helping.
Okay. All right. Fine. That's an investment, I understand, in the community. Do you believe that that would come back in double or triple over time?
It already has. I mean, on Monday morning, I had parents calling me asking me when the next opening was to get their tires rotated or their air conditioning checked. I had one dad come in and he was like, I don't even care what the tires cost. I just need a new set on my truck. And my twins are coming to Camp Drive next year. And I was like, okay. Yeah, it already has. The money is not a concern to Weston and I. It is expensive. We do so much branding. Every kid goes home with a Camp Drive sweatshirt and a bag and a set of tools. Luckily, the tools were donated this year by our local Sturtevant store. So thank you to them. But the food, I mean, do you know how much teenage kids eat, specifically teenage boys? I mean, I don't want anybody to go hungry, but that's not what it's about. It's just really created something that I never imagined we ever would be able to do.
Okay, fire company, I know the community is involved. Do you go out to your vendors and say, hey, listen, we're doing this again, and how do they step up?
So our local MG Oil, where we get all of our washer fluid oil, that kind of stuff, they donate all the oil for the oil changes and all the filter. We go through brand new filters, but we want every kid to understand what it's like to take it off, put a new one back on, fill the car with oil. So they donate all of that. Like Sturtevant said, they took care of the tools. And then they also gave us money to help with food and the swag. Floyd's Truck Center, they do literally just semis, but they just think it's the coolest thing ever. So they donated money to help us with a lot of the supplies as well.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Exactly. You just call around. And then the other thing too is we charge $140 for each kid to attend. If that kid is unable to pay that, I just have a little note on their application that says financial assistance available. Please indicate if you are interested. And I have businesses in town lined up to just be like, I'll sponsor a couple kids.
What do they get for that? I mean, do you put a sign up that they did this?
No, I send them the video and I send them a really nice thank you. And I have the kid that they sponsored, I have them sign the thank you so they know that they sponsored Jonah or something like that. When you see the video, when you see the kid's smiles, I mean, how can you not want to help and be a part of it?
I love it. We have shown your last year's video to a bunch of people, you know, on our smartphones when we're out, you know, talking to people about how important this is. And that's another great, great video. Who does your videos? Is that volunteer too?
Nope. So I have our social media, Frontier Creative. They do all of our Instagram, Facebook, and then also our local, they're called the Home Slice Group. And Russ is their videographer. And Russ comes every year. He is a huge car guy and he loves Camp Drive. And so he did that video this year for us.
Thank you for coming on your second time now, 2 years in a row, because I love this. And I want to make, I don't know why, I'm just trying to get this pulled off in Buffalo somehow. We've been chatting with a lot of people, told them but we need to look out for 1 year. And hopefully this episode that we'll want to share with our local, and if wherever you are listening through North America, please sit down. Even if it's not you, maybe a couple of shops could get together and do this. You just don't know how you can pull this thing. Well, I love this, but I don't think I could do it. But find someone who has strengths that you don't have, right? That could pull this thing together. They may have more people in their shop than you have. Pull a couple of shops together. In order to make people realize the impact that this has, not only for the community, the business, but most importantly, impressionable young people, give me an appeal for our industry to get more involved.
I mean, you guys have seen it. You saw the kids, you saw the smiles, you saw Dane talking about how he's got on the roster now and he's going to, you know, get a scholarship from us and work at Black Hills Tire. I mean, how do you beat that? And I think that by that happening, it makes all of my techs just try a little harder, be a little bit better. They're very cognizant of what we do in the community and they want to be able to say they're a part of that. And that's, you know, when we started Black Hills Tire 7 years ago, we said that no matter what, it was going to be a place that my employees said that they were proud to work. I think we've created that.
So well said. Well, look, Denise, thank Weston again. He was on a little earlier. And of course, we had Dane on.
Isn't he the best?
Yeah, he is. He is super cool. And if you want to hear an intelligent young freshman last year, we had him on the podcast. I mean, I thought he was like a 20-some-year-old young man.
He's so funny.
He is. He's smart. He's articulate. He knows what he wants. And you've really helped him realize that, you know, he's a kinesthetic learner. He loves to work with his hands. He wants to do this. He wants to get a scholarship. How many young people know what they want?
Right? I know. And to know, I mean, he's, like I said, he went to camp 3 years ago, came back the second year, hunted us down and said, I want to work here. And then I think it was the 1st of January, he messaged Weston and I and said, can I just come after school? I don't have to drive. I can just, you know, take garbages out and sweep the floor. And we're like, fine, sure, come, you know, and to just be that like persistent and know and continue to feel that way after that many years is really awesome.
We as an industry have to, must do more of this. I'm insistent that we get more involved. I'm insistent that we go speak to parent teacher associations. I'm insistent that we go out in front of career days. I'm insistent that we get involved with our skilled trade centers, our essential skilled trade centers around our communities, and stop complaining, I can't find anybody, I can't grow anyone from within. And nothing is instant in today's world. This is an investment, long-term investment. And I think if we realize it from that particular way, we may get off of our dead set Barca lounger and do something. Thank you so much, Denise Chapman, and congratulations on Camp Drive again. We can't wait to continue to see where this goes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting us share our story.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.